We found a story in the November issue of Discover magazine that we want to share with you. To properly understand it, you'll probably need just three things. One, a hive of live honeybees. Two, a grasp of six-dimensional geometry. And three, a degree in quantum physics. We'll give you a moment to run off and get those things. Very well, our story begins with a little girl named Barbara. Her dad's a scientist with an interest in bees. He fills the bookshelves in her bedroom with books about bees, and occasionally Barbara browses through them. What she reads, she remembers. She learns that there are bee dances. A bee dance tells other bees where a source of pollen can be found. Barbara memorizes the diagrams of the dance steps.
The dance takes on different forms depending on the distance to the food source, and it takes different orientations depending on the direction.
The dances shown in the diagrams show a series of logical changes as the distance from the hive to the food source increases. But when the food source is beyond a certain distance, something strange happens. The outline of the dance undergoes unexpected changes in shape that no one could figure out. Back to the human side of the story, little Barbara grows up and leaves bees behind, or so she thinks. She is now Barbara Shipman, a professor at New York's University of Rochester, a professor of mathematics.
It's a type of mathematics that falls into the area of geometry, involving high-dimensional spaces and projections of these spaces. And the particular example that I was studying, it's called a flag manifold, and it's six-dimensional, so you can't really draw it.
But you can project it. Just as you can take a two-dimensional shadow of a three-dimensional object, mathematicians like Barbara Shipman can represent six dimensions on paper by, in a way, casting a shadow of the real thing. And one day, Barbara Shipman projected a particular six-dimensional figure onto a piece of paper, and she saw something familiar, something from her childhood.
The pattern of the bees dance when it's communicating to the other bees where the food is.
It was a far-fetched connection, pure math, abstract dimensions, and bees. But all those mysterious little changes in the bees' dance step corresponded in unmistakable ways with the shadow projection that Barbara Shipman had derived from six dimensions. Somehow, the bees knew instinctively what a human graduate student had to pay dearly in tuition to learn. This was a remarkable finding Shipman made, and then she took it a step farther.
The geometry has a natural quantum mechanical meaning. It fits perfectly into the framework of quantum mechanics that was developed around the 1930s. And so I was looking at that and saying, well, maybe the bees are following the geometry because fundamentally the information processing is a quantum mechanical mechanism. We have a honeybee and it just innately does the dance and understands it.
Right. Not a creature of great intellect. The bee is not going
right.
to learn very much in its life.
That's right. So the bee doesn't use its intelligence. There's something happening inside the bee that produces this dance. And before we knew about the mathematics, it was a little mysterious, or very mysterious, as to why the bees would dance in this way. Why does the dance change form like it does? And why does it change into a round dance at a certain distance from the hive? And why does it incorporate magnetic fields and polarization of light in the way it does? All these questions, it's certainly clear that the bee can't do all this through its own intelligence somehow, and the bee doesn't learn it from the other bees.
I find something about your research very remarkable and refreshing, first of all, in that it does force us to reconsider what it means for a question to be completely academic or abstract. That is, the mathematics mm-hmm. you were doing, studying mm-hmm. the way shapes are on a bagel-shaped surface or whatever
yeah.
it is, seems
yes.
completely inapplicable to anything happening in this universe, and yet you find it links up with honeybees.
Yes. That's one thing that I find very exciting about this, too, is because, you know, usually when people talk about applied math versus pure math, when you go to graduate school, you go to an applied math program or the pure math program. And in a sense, it's sort of thought that pure math is just math and it doesn't really tell us what's going on in the physical world or in biology. And that's sort of how mathematicians think about this geometry, too. It's very, very beautiful geometry, and that's why we study it. But to think that it could be able to explain a honeybee dance, I think that's a very beautiful thing to find out.
It also seems very remarkable that someone, yourself, should carry an interest in both bees and and six-dimensional geometry. And but for somebody sharing those two interests, it probably wouldn't have occurred to anyone that this is a description of the honeybee's dance.
No, I think it was just set up this way, and it just worked out. If I didn't know about the honeybee dance, I wouldn't have seen the in the geometry. And if I didn't know the geometry, I wouldn't have seen that it connected with the dance. It's just somehow, it happened like that.
Mathematician Barbara Shipman, she spoke to us from member station WXXI in Rochester, New York.